Hello, everyone. It's time to start my topic. Welcome to this topic, and I will share some information about the China market, even like my boss' opportunity and the challenges in China market. My name is Robert Wong from China Mobile, and my role in China Mobile is for the new technology investigation and the operating systems new technology investigation. So the topic I will cover the following sessions. The one is I will overview the China smartphone market and the China users' preference with the smartphone. And then I will discuss what is driving the China smartphone market development currently. And then have some discussion about Tencent's opportunity and challenge. And I have two conversations about the Tencent ecosystem development. Before introducing this information, I will give my personal feeling about the China's smartphone market. My personal feeling of the smartphone market is, few years ago, lots of the China people or China user just using the feature phone has a small screen, before the Nokia phones, and before the Nokia is very familiar in China. But today, Samsung is the top seller in China, and the smartphone screen is more bigger and bigger. There is a statistics from the Flurry report. China has been the world is the largest just handset and smartphone market, and as well as the second largest market by revenue. And during the 2013 January, China has and the US has a similar smartphone in the market attitude, by the end of the February, China market is over the US market. And by the report, the US will not bank the top market because China has a very big population than US. China has almost 1.3 billion people. Okay. Thank you. You kiss me. Because the more vast and more different about the population's difference in China and in US or other country, so currently China has been the largest handset market, and in the future my behavior will keep the position for the following few years. Another thing consideration is that India still has 1.2 billion population, but currently, as the Flurry report statistics, the Indian only have 19 million smartphone devices. So the volume is different by India and China and the US. So the China's the largest handset market will be kept in the following few years. And the population is another is another aspect. China also have 1.15 billion mobile phone users. So it's very, very big for market. And the mobile user is still growing up. By the end of the quarter one, 2013, mobile phone user reached 1.15 billion in China. 2D user has reached 870 million, and 3G user reached 280 million. The mobile phone user is growing in the quarter one. Mobile phone user increased to 34.9 million. So it's a very big number for the market. And most of the increased user is 3G user. And the 3G user in China has been the mainstream. Just so you can see, the China Mobile, China Unicom, and China Telecom, the 3G user is increased sharply, but the 2G user is negative growth. And even some operators 2G user is dropped because the 2G user is moving to the 3G user. Can I change to this one? Sorry, I will use this. So, just you can see, smartphone market in China is gradually growing rapidly. China market in March, China market sells 26 million smartphone devices. The increase is 41.9%. And another information is all the sales of smartphone device, 91% is Android and 5.9% is the iOS. So the two big platform have almost 97% in China. So it's very, very big market share. So just like the keynotes, some guys said, the operator also would like to see the other operating systems or platform in the market to compete with the Android or iOS device. And from the JP Morgan report, the high-end smartphone is saturating, and the first-time buyer is reducing because in the development country, the smartphone is popular and almost everybody have a smartphone. But so the first time buyer will be reduced. But in China or the energy market, almost people is using feature phone or don't have a phone, no. In the following few years, they will buy their first phone all transfer from the 2G feature phone to the smartphone. That will be a very big market, even in China or India, just like that kind of energy market. So now I can share some information about the China smartphone user preference, because China just have the 3G launch the almost two years, and most users don't customize with the 3G phone or the internet or the mobile internet, and they will customizing for their user preference and for the smartphone ecosystem. the most of people in China use their smartphone, the firstly is looking at book and news, and access the SNS and chat with the others using the instant messenger. So this situation is most of people have their smartphone currently is the worker in the bigger city or the middle city. So they will travel from the worker to home. During this period, they will look at books and news, maybe can play some games, and during the work time or the off-duty time, they will use the SNS to communicate with their friends and maybe use the AM communicate with their colleagues. So the smartphones most usually is rebook and for the SNS and AM. So the big screen smartphone is becoming more and more popular, because if somebody reading books or news, they need a big screen. And this is a very good user experience. Before, most of people in China still think the too big smartphone is not suitable for a person to operate, because the screen is too big and it can operate by one phone, by one hand. But no, most of people change their mind. They can use the two hand to operate the smartphone because they just want a bigger screen to read, to play games. And at the same time, they not only pay for the attention to screen, they also want to the smartphone have more time to sustain, because they have a long trip, a long period to use their smartphone on the pocket. And another is China smartphone users' browser preference, because the web OS is called a connected device, or it's based in the HTML file. The core is the WebKit or the browser. But in China, there are also the local browser. And most of the user would like to use the local browser to replace the browser on the originally pre-installed in the smartphone. The most popular is UC. It's developed by China local company named local UC Vibe. Another is QQ. It's very familiar, I think. It's a familiar instant messenger company, but they also produce the QQ browser. The third is the Opera. And during the user using the browser, the most of things there is access vibe. So what kind of vibe the China user are looking at? The most of the vibe is they are looking at books and make some search on the browser to find something by the smartphone, because even they not at office, don't have a connected network, the smartphone can have a portly and very convenient connected network. So the browser is very important, and they can give the user anywhere connected network. Yeah, because in China the network coverage is good, and currently most of the other three operators has a very good network coverage in China, even in China's country or some other not how many people's area also have the 3G network covered. So another is the China smartphone users apps preference. The apps maybe is the core of the smartphone or smartphone platform ecosystem. So what kind of apps China user use, and what's their preference to install application? So the top three category apps in China is media information and the SNS and the IM. So just like the last slide, the most user use. And so they can install this kind of application onto their smartphone and then use the application to access the network to communicate with others. So if Titan or WebOS want to set up a new X system, they have to provide this kind of application in the market firstly. And in China, this kind of application, most of this kind of application is localized, and the user have a local preference, and the local has the local information in the application. So the best way might be let the China application developers or application develop companies join the Titan X system building. And the top three factors to consideration for a user to decide whether to install an application. The first is whether the application is charged. In China, most of the smartphone users don't want to pay for the application. They just like to use a free application and even using the Android. So they can download anywhere and any application from the internet and then install to their smartphone. So the other consideration is whether the information can be pushed to the user's smartphone in time. Some users don't like, just like, I can give you an example as, I just want to know the weather of tomorrow, but I don't like to access the network to look at the weather information. I just need the applications or some websites push me information to my smartphone, and then I can get all the information. So, during I wake up in morning, I can see information about the weather. The third consideration is the user experience. The user experience is not a very it's not very popular. The UI experience is very important, but there are not too many companies know what kind of user experience is good for a user. So the user's preference is very different because in China there have lots of kind of subscriber or mobile phone user. One kind is the smartphone user don't have too many knowledge about the internet, even don't know how to type information into the smartphone. And the other kind is the youngs. They have smartphone and know the internet very well. So this different kind of population will have different user experience. Okay, I will introduce the China smartphone market. What's driving that? I think the first one is 3D smartphone replaces the feature phone. I just introduced the 3D user is just 280 million. They have 870 million 2D user waiting to transfer to 3D. And in China, the high speed network is ready. And the Chinese operator are driving the trend to transfer the 2D user to 3D, and they have some plan or some policy for the 2D user how to transfer to 3D. And another is the TD-LTE, the 4G. China Mobile has started the 4G network building. Base station is set up last year, and this year there will be 200,000 base stations set up in China. Another is there are lots of city in China has the TD-LTE covered, and this year will have been more, even more than 100 city will 4G network covered. And the vendor is joining the 4G device, 4G network development. There are also the vendor and the OEM manufacturer join this. So the TD-LTE will provide a more speed network, and the device will pre-designed with the TD-LTE or the 4G. So the smartphone user would like to buy a high-speed smartphone. And the just aside, the Chinese operators are leading 2G to 3G. They have a plan is 1,000 RMB smartphone plan. During this plan, the operators give the OEM or the smartphone manufacturers high subsidy, even up to 50%. In this plan, the local manufacturer has a very big shipment in the market, and has lots of device. And in the last year and this year, the international terminal manufacturers are joined the 1,000 smartphone plan, such as the Samsung, Moto, Nokia also provide the 1,000 smartphone device. You can see the chart. There are at least four typically 1,000 smartphone. All the smartphone is sell well in the China market. But the device is very cheap, and is designed based on the Android. So lots of people can use it to access network, to play some games, and using the smartphone to chat with others based on the Wi-Fi or the 4G, the 3G network. So this another trend, the 2G user will buy a smartphone of the 3G, and there is a very big potential market. So what the Tizen can do in China market, and what's the WebOS opportunity in China market? Firstly, I think the biggest smartphone market is very good, and for the manufacturer. So 840 million 2D user is just trying to move to 3G or 4G network. So they have to buy a new phone. And the first time buyer is increasing in China still. 11.28 million in 1 month. And operator still have a very open mind to other OS, such as the Android, Tizen, Firefox, any OS is okay. Just if the user can buy in, they're basing on device. So the cost effectively device is very, very welcomed in China market. They can some 100 smartphone can sell almost 10,000 1 month. I think it's a good sales in China. And there is still some challenges, I think. Just my consideration. The Android and iOS already have the 97 smartphone market. So there is not too many market for the Tizen or for WebOS. Some guys want to say the Android is controlled by Google. It's not good for the OEMs and not good for the operators. But the truth is Android have 91% market share in China. Yeah. So Android has covered from the low end to high end smartphone device. The low-end smartphone device is just a few hundred RMB in China. The high-end smartphone based on Android will be four or five thousand RMB in China. So they covered all the types of smartphone market. So maybe there are some challenge for a new device existence building, such as the Tizen, which kind of the smartphone is their target. Another is the App Store or ecosystem is the weak point for the new development operating system just like Tizen. So the terminal manufacturer brands is also important for market. Even in China, lots of people before buy a smartphone or to buy a phone, the consideration for them is what's the brand it is. And then they will compare the price. So the brand and price is very important. So if for the ecosystem building, we should have a good international brand to raising the profile and have a local brands to cover more market share, just like China's local manufacturer to produce the low cost smartphone device. And I have two considerations about the Tizen ecosystem building. I don't know the answer, but just I hope we can discuss this. And I have a section is question and answer. We can discuss this. The one is how to develop web apps fast and easily. As you know, HTML5 is a standard, but the standard is not covered all the functionality or the features of smartphone. So all the smartphone web-based smartphone currently have the local device or called the native device API. So that's not can't be portable. And the web apps, another is problem is they can the application be pulled from the OS and the browsers. So the application should be portable in the future, I think it's for the WebOS ecosystem building. Web apps also have another problem is don't have very good development tools. I saw some tools, Tizen has developed a very good user experience and integration development environment for the Tizen apps development. But I think yes, there should be another formula tools for the web design user to design the web apps. Another question is how to deliver web apps to end user low cost, because currently the app store like Google Play or App Store Apple, this also has the installable apps. You can just download the application and then install to your OS or smartphone. But if the web page-based HTML file application, how can this kind of application deliver to the end user? Maybe it's just a URL. So what's that kind of application developed to the web-based OS, such as Tizen? So maybe there are some different to build the ecosystems like the App Store. Another thing currently some company doing is package the web app based application as an application, then make it installable and place in the App Store, and then the user can download to install to their smartphone. Maybe that is a way, but I think this is the cost is high. Maybe there should be a more convenient way, a more convenient path to let the user get the application or get the web-based application. Okay. This is just a question and my consideration about the Tizen. So anyone have questions, we can discuss together and make it more clear.
So this morning at the keynote, NTT DoCoMo gentleman mentioned that they say Tizen has service flexibility for them. So what does China Mobile's opinion on this? Do you think Tizen provide this kind of flexibility to you? Or what's the gap?
Okay. Just the DoCoMo side, the Tizen will provide flexibility for the operators. Yes. I think, yes, it is. He will provide a flexibility for the service customization or the service porting to Tizen, because Tizen is more open, is held by the Lin Foundation, even if DoCoMo is the member of the holder of Tizen, so it's more flexible. But I think that's not will be a very big advantage, because in China, most of the device manufacturer can customize the Android, because in China, Android don't have the Google mobile service installed. So the local OEMs or the local operator can, based on the AOSP, to build their own service. Yeah, so I think maybe there in this situation, Tizen don't have too many advantage.
Yes. Can you comment on specific plans by the Chinese carriers to introduce Tizen devices when and at what price point?
Okay, that's a good question. But maybe I cannot give the exact answer. Why China Mobile or China Market will introduce the web-based device? As I know, in China, ZTE and Huawei are also developing web-based device. I think in the future, this kind of device will be introduced to China market. If the device can satisfy the user and the user's requirement, maybe the other operators will pay more attention or introduce the type of device to their end user. Yeah. Any questions? Okay.
One question. Can you go back to the mark, the very early slides from the very beginning? Yeah.
Which one?
I mean, let me see. Yeah, it should be this one. So, just about, you know, question about against this, you know, pie chart, is that based on the statistic, is that based on the user base or is based on the time the user spent on each item? Just a question for that. Yeah.
So the question is, what's the statistics basing on? The statistics is based on the smartphone's use experience is just investigated by a paper sensitification in China by a network company. Yeah. So just show paper to the end user, have you shortly give an answer and take a bank to have a scientist about the information. Okay, that's all my introduction. Thank you.